All right, so I just wanted to share a very short ending on the parsha. Sorry, I'm late, everybody. Just a short ending on the parsha. Parshat Bahar, we discussed Shemitah, the similarities between Bahar and Ruth. I want to focus on Parshat Bechukotai. Like you were learning that. All right. So I'm going to share a verse. One that I think is super powerful, if I could find it from a fine mervis. All right, the Chukotai Mashiach. The Abracha in as opposed to in Tokacha, which goes right into in Kisese, which goes right into the Kralo. So we first start off with the bracha and then go into the klalot. Why? So if you look at the bracha in Parshat Bechukotai, the bracha and the klalot are really very similar. And the bracha and the klalot are super similar. And so what's the takeaway? It depends on what you want to take out of it. Do you want to have a ruchni stick of life? A life of taida? A life of mitzvot? A life of ruchniyot? A life of ruach? Or the not so gishmak of life? Life of the Rasha, life of the Stealer, life of one who goes to Gehenum, one who goes to hell. If we want Mashiach to come, we gotta earn it. If we want the Messiah from David, Mashiach from David, you gotta earn it. Shiva Mabas and I have a to me, even when I fix my bar at such a move like a real nature, my high, which is a career of labor. It's a comic of work for the clerk and the truth of Yaham is a bit alarm. Have a good day.